crashed all over China. Sugar, you're my gal. Oh, sugar, with your big brown eyes shining like the sun on Sunday morning. Sugar, you're my gal. Teeth like diamond, hair of gold. Boy, boy, what a dream. Lips are ruby red, cheeks are rosy too. Sugar, what you doing to me? Oh, sugar, there's no one any finer. Well, I searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal. What you doing to me? Oh, sugar, there's no one any finer. Cause I've searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal. What you doing to me? Oh, sugar, there's no one any finer. Well, I searched all over China. Sugar, you're my gal.
Sounds familiar to lots and lots of other numbers, but actually it's an original by Rod Piazza together with the band The Mighty Flyers, opening up The Raven and the Blues on FM and as an MP3. Welcome to the programme. That's taken from the album which came out last year, Thrillville, and that is called Sugar. Great stuff. Welcome to the show. A mixture of music both new and old. When I was putting the programme together, I was looking back and realised that it's just 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago, that Cliff Ongier died. If that name isn't familiar to you, he was quite a very important person in the folk and then blues industry here in the UK. He, together with a few friends, started the Half Moon Folkways in Putney, at the Half Moon in Putney, that is, back in 1965 or thereabouts, I think it would be, perhaps even earlier, which then became Blues Nights too, and also for a short time worked on BFBS Radio. Cliff Ongier did a blues show after the early death of Alexis Corner. Cliff Ongier passed in 2004, and here's an album which has just been issued now. It's called The Acoustic Blues, and it's Cliff Ongier with a track he probably recorded, I would guess, back in the 1970s, early 80s. It's called Living With The Blues.
Rock is my pillow, cold ground my bed. Blue sky's my blanket, moonlight been my spread. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that some news? Cause I've been living with the blues. You've ever been down, know how I feel. I feel like an engine ain't got no driving wheel. I'm not ashamed, ain't that some news? 'Cause I've been living with the blues. God's wrath has been my pillow. Cold ground has even been my bed. Blue sky been my blanket. You're the moonlight for my spread. I work all summer, I sleep over the fall. Gotta take my Christmas in my working overalls. But I'm not ashamed, ain't that some news? 'Cause I've been living with the blues. Yeah, rock has been my pillow. Cold ground has even been my bed. Blue skies have been my blanket. Are you the moonlight for my spirit? Think I'm happy? You don't know my mind. See a smile on my face, my heart can hold time. But I'm not ashamed into some news, 'cause I've just been living with the blues. I may go down California, Maine, gonna make that sunshine come back in my life again. And I'm not ashamed, ain't that some news? 'Cause I've been living with the blues. Yeah, rock has been my pillow. Cold ground has even been my bed. I'm not a game, ain't that some news? That much. 'Cause I've been living with the blues. My mama had 'em, my papa had 'em too. 'Cause I've been living with the blues. I'm not ashamed, if there's some news. I've been living with the blues.
Album came out last year called The Acoustic Blues. That's Cliff Ongier, one of the leading lights in the early days of the blues and folk movement here in the UK, along with people like Alexis Corner and Cyril Davis and the like. Cliff was going to come and do a show with the Raven and the Blues about 4 years ago. It'd be about 2003, I would think, originally. We made contact and he was going to come down and do a blues show acoustically and play some records too. But somehow it never materialised and he died in March of 2004. Anyway, Cliff Ongier, they're living with the blues. This is the Raven and the Blues, a CD which came this week, which comes from Carlsbad in California, and it's on CDS Records, a compilation of various acts and artists. It's been sent, though, the CD to me by somebody called Lee Shot Williams. Here he is with a sampler called Shot from the Soul.
It's Friday!
Money in my shoe, just in case I get robbed. got to be paid. Living from paycheck to paycheck, there's got to be a better way. I've been scuffling all week long, and boy, it's really tough. But today I feel real good. You know I ain't got that much, but it's Friday.
Time to get paid.
It's Friday.
Where's my money?
It's Friday.
Time to get paid.
It's Friday.
Where's my money?
It's Friday.
Time to get paid.
It's Friday.
Where's my money?
It's Friday.
Time to get paid.
It's Friday.
Where's
well, you
my
know,
money?
You know it's Friday. You know, I don't know. One of these bills got to wait. Because I gotta take my woman out tonight. We're going to the Dewdrop Inn. You know, I ain't had no loving all the week long. I've been working all the week. I'm tired. I need my woman to rub my back. You know what I'm saying? Just going to have to shout. Maybe I won't pay the phone bill this week. Because it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Time to get paid.
It's
The album is called Shot from the Soul, and that's Lee Shot Williams, and a single taken from it, and also on a compilation album on CDS Records out of Carlsbad in California. And that's It's Friday, It's Time to Get Paid. What a great idea. Money, the root of all evil. Next up, an album which came out the very early part of this year, recorded last year in the Glenn Gould studio. A friend of the programme, here's Harry Manx with a track called Good Time Charlie.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. Ain't a soul I know around. But everybody's leaving town. Some cold afraid, some cold to play. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. Said this town gonna waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. A good time Charlie's got the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. A good time Charlie's got the blues. Thank you. keeps telling me you're not a kid at 33. Mess around, gonna lose your wife. You mess too long, you lose your life. You got your pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. Yeah, you'd love to settle down. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. A good time, Charlie's got the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. A good time, Charlie's got the blues. Time Charlie's got the blues. Oh, 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 oh.
That's a track he first did on his album with Kevin Bright going back 4 years or so. The album called Jubilee. Also performed by Albert King, going back way into the past, and that's called Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. Great, great stuff. Harry Manx, together with some friends on stage at the Glenn Gould Studio, came out in the early part of this year. Harry lives in a lovely remote island just west of Vancouver called Salt Spring Island in Canada, and Canada's where we go to now for our next person, Roxanne Potvin, back on the programme again. Her album came out towards the end of last year, The Way It Feels, produced by one of the senior blues guys in music in Canada, really. If you bring an album out in Canada, there's a good chance that Colin Linden will be involved somewhere. Here's Roxanne, taken from the album from last year. This is called Caught Up.
Don't suffer those heartaches no more. No, no, I won't suffer those heartaches no more.
Lovely stuff. She's only young, she's fine looking. Her name is Roxanne Potvin. That's a track that she wrote on the album, and that's called Caught Up. Talking of youth, here's the opposite as we move now to two guys who've been around the blues business in the UK for as long as I have, really. Mickey Moody and Paul Williams, they came together a couple of years ago to bring out a great compilation called Smokestacks, Broom Dusters and Hoochie Coochie Men, paying their tribute to all the original blues music which influenced them and me in those early days back in the 60s and 70s. Here they are with It Hurts Me Too. About 6 years ago, billed as a celebration of the music of Howling Wolf, Elmore James and Muddy Waters. It's called Smokestacks, Broom Dusters and Hoochie Coochie Men, which is a great title for a CD. Mickey Moody on acoustic and electric guitars and on the National as well, and Paul Williams on vocals. And there they are with It Hurts Me Too. It's got 16 tracks on the album, all of them blues standards, and it's a great CD. I think it's still available too. This is The Raven and the Blues. However you're listening, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. And now the email address is pretty simple. It's dave@raven.dj. And the website, which is www.raven.dj/R&B. You can go straight to the website initially, look at the webcam of the photograph of the view from the studio down the river. If you're in America and come in too late, it'll be dark, of course. You have to work that out. Work out the UK timings. But otherwise, there's a camera there virtually all the time. And more importantly, links to all the people we've spoken to over the years and a chance to hear all of those recording sessions and the shows going way back to 2005. Off now to Louisiana, not the Louisiana of Fats Domino and that kind of soul and blues and rhythm and blues that we know, but this time the Louisiana of voodoo. Dr. John, the album which he brought out back in 2003 called Creole Moon, and here he is with a great, great number which really evokes the feeling of the bayous. It's called Bruja Bembe.
There's a kanji woman live way down the bayou, way down by yourself. She got something going, ain't nobody knowing what she got. She got nobody else. She can wake her gree-gree, that old Bruja Bembe. Yeah, she can wake it, that old Bruja Bembe. Bruja Bembe. Got some boat coolie
John Reed. She got a mighty wanga up her sleeve. Some birds and lizards, blue runner snakes, predict your future or chase your pain.
To love the music of Dr. John from the album Creole Moon, Bruja Bembe. Where does Tina Ney come from? That's Iko Iko, isn't it? Dixie Cups, Iko Iko, yeah. Also, the beginning sounded like, what was it? Somewhere Down the Lazy River, Robbie Robertson. I think so. Yeah, great stuff. On now to Northern Blues and the album which came out towards the end of last year by the gentleman called Mason Casey. It's called Sofa King Badass. I have to say that so carefully. If you do it quickly, it sounds very, very different. I've seen a great photograph, actually, of a sofa in a window. But anyway, Sofa King Badass is the album. The title track is really worth a play, but when he sings it quickly, anybody listening might think something else about it, so I really can't play that track. So in the end, we're settling for this one, which is track number 4, and it's called Chesterfield County Jail.
Chesterfield County Jail.
I was going to say a new voice to the blues, but he's been around the business for quite a while. His name is Mason Casey. He lived in the Netherlands and worked in France as well for quite a while, and so quite a long time in Europe. He actually was more famous as a harmonica player. He played on the very last CD of Wilson Pickett's, but there he is with his first solo album, which came out last year, Mason Casey, the album Sofa King Badass, and that is Chesterfield County Jail. We move now from Nashville, where that was recorded, to Holmfirth in Yorkshire. Holmfirth, that's the hometown, or the, I suppose it is, yes, it is the hometown of Last of the Summer Wine. It's also the hometown of a really great singer and songwriter called Emily Druce. Here she is from the album New Day, and this is Emily with a track that she wrote called If You Get a Good Feeling. Emily Druce from the really picturesque Yorkshire village town of Holmfirth. as I say, the home of the Last of the Summer Wine. And in case in America you're thinking, Last of the Summer Wine, what on earth is that? It's a television comedy programme which has been running for about 50 years. It must, well, perhaps not as long as that, but at least 35 years, I would guess. So many of the actors who originally starred in it have moved on, in other words, died, and there's still, I think, one left who was there originally, but they are able to bring in new faces and new names and keep the comedy going. Most of them are fairly mature guys, mind you, but it's a very funny programme set in Yorkshire. You may see it on your PBS channels, perhaps. If you see it, keep an eye out for it, Last of the Summer Wine, and there you'll see what the little town of Homeforth, or the village of Homeforth, looks like. Off to Australia now. The CD which came out last year, called Australian Contemporary Blues. Here is a band called Moondog Blues and a track which is called Hot and Cold and Blue.
Cold Blues.
His name is Moondog. He's out of New Zealand originally, but lives in Australia now, from the land of the long white cloud, as it's said. Known as Moondog professionally, he moved to South Island in the late 90s of New Zealand and then moved across to Australia, I think, a couple of years ago. That's a track taken from his last album and on a compilation album from last year called Australian Contemporary Blues. Here's the master, John Lee Hooker.
Susan, I love you. Oh, Susan, I love you. I love you, baby. I love you. Now, Susan, you told me, baby, jump in the river. I know I can't swim. Do it, I do it, just for you. Well, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, baby. Now soon, you change my drinks, the milk and cream. You change my drinks soon, the milk and cream. I did it, just for you, but I love you. I love you, Susan. I love you.
Come on home. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
recorded just before the sad death of Stevie Ray Vaughan and dedicated to the memory of Stevie Ray Vaughan. On guitar there, Johnny Hooker, and also on the other guitar, Johnny Winter as well, and that's a track called Susie. The CD came out in 1991, it's called Mr. Lucky. Up to the present day now, and the album from last year, Joe Bonamassa, the album Slow Gin. Here he is with a track called One of These Days.
One of these days, boy, I'm gonna see my one. I'm gonna see my children, the children on their knee. Gonna run up to my woman and hold her in my arms. With tears in her eyes, she says, I'm glad you're free. She's coming down the road, boy. I said she's coming down the road. She's got a red dress on. Yeah, she's got a red dress on. She's coming down the road, boy, with her bag down low. Says she's coming down the road, boy. She's got her bags down low. They're coming on home. One of these days, boy, I've been coming on home. One of these days, boy, I'm going see my baby. I'm gonna see my baby. I'm coming down the road. Gonna have my pardon, pardon in her apron. Oh, wanna see the governor. She said, release my coming home. I'll be coming down the
The great young hope of blues in the 21st century, written by Joe Bonamassa and Alvin Lee off his album Slow Gin. That's called One of These Days. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the mix of music on the programme. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's quite simple. It's dave@raven.dj. And of course, the website is raven.dj/R&B. And a chance to hear the shows and also follow the links to all the people we've mentioned on this week's programme. Let's close with one of the stalwarts of the English blues scene for the last 20-odd years. They were formed in 1979, and they're still going. The Blues Band, taken from their album Back for More. This is called Don't Buy the Potion. Have a good week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.